Before we get started, I'm going to ask Wayne Cochran to come, and he's going to bless our food this morning.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this group that's here this morning and every family that's represented. We thank you for this organization and what it means to our county. We pray, God, that you'll just guide us and direct us. Bless this food now, the nurse for our bodies. We'll never fail to give you the praise. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Y'all line up. Our chamber ambassadors have everything ready back there. Enjoy. On Saturday, February the 11th, in the arena, the Full Circle Family Resource Fair. It's helping families connect. They're going to have inflatables, food, all kinds of agencies, just helping families connect with the things that they need. On Friday, February the 17th, at the Little River Canyon Center is the Tad of Jazz. 5 p.m. is a silent auction, dinner at 6, and music at 7. You can go online and get tickets. This is a fabulous event, lots of fun, good music. And on Saturday, February the 18th, Arbor Day from 9 a.m. to noon, at the Cherokee County Forestry Office, which is 1420 East Main Street. They'll be giving away little trees. And also on February the 18th, a night to remember, a father-daughter dance. And we have tickets here on sale. It's at the Center Community Center. I have tickets in my office if you'd like one, or if you'd see D. Miller with Weiss Lake Events, you can get tickets to it. There will be a town hall meeting with Gadsden State Community College President Dr. Kathy Murphy on February the 28th at 6 p.m. in the Education Building next door in Classroom 130. And don't forget that the Weiss Lake Crappie Rodeo is going on. It started February the 1st and runs through April the 30th. Don't forget to buy your crappie badge. There have been two $1,000 fish caught just in the last week, and they were caught in the Bay Springs area. So, anyway, congratulations to Indian Mountain ATV Park. They're celebrating 3 years with an anniversary ride February the 16th through the 19th. They are an asset tourist attraction to Cherokee County. Very proud to have them here. And when you are on Facebook, be sure and follow the JSU Canyon Center and Orbit's Hot Glass. There's always lots of fun classes going on. And also follow the Cherokee County Public Library. Okay, thank you, Dana. You do such a wonderful job at the library. I would like to recognize our newest chamber member, which is Christy Trombelli. Is that correct? Okay, with Reliant Mortgage. Happy to have you here this morning. Also, I'd like to recognize we have a new chamber sponsor, which is Kerr Ready Mix, who's been in business a long time, but they are now a bronze chamber sponsor, and we're very proud to have them. I'd like for all of our elected officials to stand up. I'd like to recognize you this morning. Let's give them a big hand. Thank you so much. We appreciate all you do for Cherokee County. And if I have any of my chamber board of directors here, I'd like for you to stand up. Thank you so much. We appreciate all that you do. And most importantly is our chamber ambassadors. I have Sharon Davis, Kay Kellen, Elaine Gregg, and Kathy Rotten here this morning. I could not do this without them. Thank you so much, ladies, for all you do. And our Leadership Cherokee class. Y'all stand up. Today is Government Day, starting with this and then heading out. It always rains on Government Day. Because I like to walk around uptown. I don't know why that is. But we're still going to have a fun day and going to be having lunch at F.C. Weiss Pub, which is a chamber member. It's in fact, I got to have lunch there earlier this week, and it's delicious. So I'm really looking forward to it. Does anybody else have any other announcements? I'd also like to recognize WIS Radio has a new employee, Bill Ivey, and I'd like for you to stand up. We're happy to have you in Cherokee County. Okay. We have a special guest this morning, special speaker, which is our probate judge, Tim Burgess, and County Commission Chair. He's going to share with us the state of the county. Judge Burgess.
That's where you clap. First of all, let me say it is an honor and a privilege to stand in front of you this morning and share with you some of the things that the county has done last year and a little bit of financial information to let you know as business owners and a chamber group exactly kind of how we've done from a broad view economically in our county over the past year. And let me just say, first of all, Christy, I'm glad you finally saw the light and came over to Alabama. We are certainly glad to have you. And I have to say something about Teresa. You know, let's see. Hear Judge Burgess give the state of county, go to Cincinnati for a bass thing. Yeah, that's, you know, kind of got me worried there. But anyway, I certainly don't blame her. Teresa does a wonderful job, as you know. She's going to be retiring in April. Many of you, I hope most of you did know that. Enjoy. I believe is going to be taking her place, or if she hadn't decided that yet, maybe this will put the pressure on her to do it, because she does a wonderful job as well. All right. And thank you, ambassadors, for always being here and serving us and taking care of us. It's just great when you walk in and you just feel the community, a good feeling that you have, that there are people that care about their community, want to see this chamber grow, looking after our community, and that speaks volumes for the people that organize these particular events. And let me just say again that it is a privilege to be here this morning, and my name is Tim Burgess. I'm the probate judge and commission chairman. I think I'm only one of 12 left in the state of Alabama that is the commission chairman and the probate judge. That started years ago, back in like 1850, when it used to be it was actually county judges. It started out as county judges, and then they had a split off from that and went to a board of commissioners or a board of revenue, and they left one person as a probate judge. That started in 1850. And then it's evolved around. Some counties have full-time chairmen. Some have different commissions. We have four commissioners in four districts, and it varies across the state now in terms of how that particular setup is done. But it is an honor. This is my time to be probate judge and commission chairman, and one day I'll move on and somebody else can fill this spot. But it is an honor to be here this morning. Let me I'm noticing the time, and Kimball was sitting by me a while ago, so you know when I get a little bit long-winded, he's supposed to kind of wave at me. So if you see Kimball waving, he's not in the spirit this morning. He's actually telling me that it's time to shut up. So, all right, here we go. First of all, everyone in the county that is a property owner is going to pay some type of ad valorem tax. And everybody always asks, you know, where does my money go? How's that split up? Well, in Cherokee County, we have 42 mills of ad valorem tax that you are paying for if you're a property owner. Now, if you want a more in-depth study of the property tax, you can ask Commissioner St. Clair, and he'll be glad to come up here and stand and tell you why your tax went up this year. I'm not going to do that. But anyway, anyway, we have 42 mills, and this is the breakdown, and this is how much that we are the county collected. Now, it does not all go to the county commission, okay? So in 42 mills, here's your breakdown here. This is actually showing 47 mills because 5 mills is included in your municipalities. So if you want to see the pie chart there, you know, I'm not going to read the numbers here, but that's a pie chart of how these particular ad valorem taxes break down. Now, the values went up this year, and that's why you saw an increase in your property tax, and that's what happens when, you know, you have a housing market that's booming, and all of a sudden property values go up. So it did increase this year. Last year, I didn't put everything in the commission spot, but this year I just kind of grouped it to show you that we did have $14 million total in property tax. I've got a lot of things in the commission spot on that $5 million. I've got what we actually collect in or goes back to the commission office, and then it's dispersed out. It's things like timber tax and revenue commission office and those other type things right there. But you can see that we do have 42 mills. Now, I want to say something about this, and we've got municipalities that are represented this morning. So I'm just going to tell you, if I can find it real quick. Let me start off the top, though. The state tax is 6.5 mills. That's broken up three ways. That goes to the state tax, which is the general fund, the school tax, and also the soldier tax. Now, believe it or not, state of Alabama still has something called a soldier tax. Soldier tax came along right after the Civil War, and it was to help with the pensions for the soldiers that served in the Civil War. Can you believe that that tax is still there today? But what that does is that funds Medicare today, okay? That's what that is. So in all of that $1.6 million, $649,000 went to the general fund in the state. The school systems across the state got $781,000. The soldier tax was $255,000. And again, that's what funds Medicare. On our cities right there, which is $5 million we collect for our cities. And just let you know, because, you know, that's only $490,000 went to our cities. Let me give you the breakdown, though. City of Center, of course, which is the largest, $222,477.80. Cedar Bluff got $100,760. Leesburg was $139,000. Galesville got a whopping $8,613 off property tax. And Sandrock got $19,138. So you see that our municipalities are only at $5 million. So they don't get a whole lot there from the ad valorem tax. All right. Now, the other thing is our health care authority, which is $4 million. That's $1.1 million. That goes to the health care authority for the upkeep and maintenance of the hospital and the nursing home. The school tax, there is $6.3 million. Commission and all related agencies received $3.3 million. Then you see road and bridge. Our volunteer fire department's association received $456,000, and our rescue squad received $151,000. So that $14 million, at this particular time, $14 million is what was collected. All right. The next thing we want to talk about, and ad valorem tax and sales tax is one of the is our major funds that we have in the county. It's why I bring them up every year. So this just lets you know, when you go to the store, we'll use Center as an example. When you go to Center, you'll pay 10% in your sales tax. Well, you're going to pay 4% to the state right off the top. 2.5% would go to the city of Center. I believe that's right. Correct me if I'm wrong, Center folks. And then 3.5% is county. But the 3.5% I'm going to talk about this morning, because it is county, and this is the breakdown. This is where it goes. The county general fund gets 0.5 cent. The jail gets 0.5 cent. Education gets 1.5 cents. And highways and roads get 1 cent. And that's a general sales tax, but the commission voted several years ago to put this money and fund paving projects with that. We'll get to that in just a moment. So that kind of tells you, gives you a little idea of the breakdown in the property tax when you pay county sales tax. All right. Now, here's the big thing right here. You'll notice that back in 2018, right before COVID, we were at about $7 million in sales tax collections. Folks, we're at $9.4 million right now in sales tax collection. All right. So from $7 million up to $9 million, that's about a 35% increase, something like that. But from last year to this is almost $1 million. That's like, what, $8.99, something like that. That's almost $1 million. What is that? That is a 10% growth in sales tax. Now, you know we've got a little thing out there. It's called inflation. And inflation was about 8%. So if you take away the, if you extrapolate the inflation percentage, that's still a 2% growth in sales tax in a year. And if you look at all the years combined, I think inflation's been about 14% if the combined inflation rates, and about a 35%. So you're looking at a 15% growth in sales tax from 2018 until now. Folks, that's good news for our county right there. That demonstrates to you that our county is retail-wise, is growing. And you can tell that by even the numbers in here and the number of ribbon cuttings we've had. We're doing very well in our economy, I believe, at this particular time. And our realtors can tell you that our housing market has been on fire, too. Now, it may have cooled off a little bit, but it's been on fire. And we're so very appreciative that our community seems to be growing. All right. This is called Internet Sales Tax. This was put in back a few years ago. This right here started out the first year we had $216,000. This past year was $621,000 right here that Internet Sales Tax was collected on behalf of the county. Now, let me say this is called Simplified Seller's Use Tax. It's Internet Tax. And it started out with Amazon, and then it just went from there. But let me tell you about this tax right here, okay? For 10 years, we had a finding on our audit because we did not have enough funds with that 0.5% sales tax to fund our jail. All right? We were only bringing in like $1.5, $1.6 million in sales tax, and the general fund just couldn't supplement it enough. So our jail was running at a deficit. We met. We had a good meeting. We lowered the expenses. Our jail administrator at that time did the very best he could to lower expenses. But this Internet sales tax was a shot in the arm. And that right there brought us out of the hole. And we just received our audit. It's just been published. We have no findings. And our jail is running at a positive fund balance now, and that right there is one of the very reasons why we desperately needed this money right here. That right there got us out of a hole, a 10-year hole. And thanks to the sheriff and Josh, they do a wonderful job. By the way, you know, our sheriff was the sheriff of the year, voted on among his peers a year ago. And sheriff, thank you for the job you do. You do a wonderful job for our county. We appreciate you. Thank you. And I can't say enough about our men and women that serve our county, that protect us. And we sleep good at night because we know we have jail personnel there that are taking care of those inmates. And we live in a great county, y'all. It's not perfect, but it is a very good county. I'm very proud of it, and I'm proud of the job that y'all do. Thank you. All right, let me move on because I only have a few minutes. All right, lodging tax. Now, this looks like a big Z right here. But let me just tell you, in 2018, we started about 152. We peaked at 204. Then we dropped down to 179. We were a little concerned about that. We may have had some issues with noncompliance there. We've been talking with the collectors, the vendor that collects for us, and we think we've got that straightened out because the last 2 months in lodging tax, we have seen significant increases, okay? So I suspect that number next year is going to even look more like a Z because it's going to be upward trending. So don't worry about that downward trend. That right there is maybe some noncompliance. So I expect that will be up again next year. But it is still doing well. And 100% of our lodging tax, commission made an agreement with the chamber years ago. The chamber receives 100% of the lodging tax. Joy, thank you, volunteers. Y'all do a wonderful job promoting our county. And, folks, this right here is one of the main financial sources to be able to support our county. So thank you for what you do. All right, county budget. This year our county budget is $934,235. Last year it was $22,762,530. We had a 3.64% decrease in our budget, and y'all are going, wow, y'all sure are thrifty over there saving that money. But let me just tell you realistically what that means is we didn't get that much ARPA money again, okay? And we had to budget ARPA money the year before. We really didn't increase the budget much. I don't think maybe 1%, but that decrease in ARPA funds caused us to have a 3.64% decrease in our budget. And speaking of which, let's see. Let's talk about our highway department just a moment. All right. This is the amount of money right here that we spend on paving. Now, paving is a great big deal in any place that you live. So let me just give you kind of an idea of where we spend our money and what did we spend our money on. Last year in paving, we spent $1.9 million in paving. That's the money we received for paving, and that's the money we spent for paving. Because believe me, we spend every bit that we get in on paving. You'll notice the sales tax is the 1% or that I showed you a while ago that we spend in sales tax. That's $629,000. A little bit more of that sales tax money goes to pay for equipment. So we've got to pay some debts out of that. But we spent $629,000 out of sales tax. Rebuild Alabama tax was $718,000. The Federal Exchange Fund goes along with that Rebuild Alabama tax. It was $389,000. And the Rebuild Alabama grant, which was County Road 70, that's the road that goes up to Cherokee Rock Village. We got a grant out of that Rebuild Alabama money to pave that road, and it was $250,000 is what we spent out of that money. It actually cost a little more than that, and it came out of the sales tax. All right, so what did we spend the money on? Well, tar and gravel was 25.9 miles. Plant mix was 2.5 miles. Then microsurface is what they use now. It's 9.85. So we actually paved 38 miles this year. And, folks, when we have 855 miles of county roads, that's not very much, is it? But still, though, we spent, averaged out a little over, what is that, $50-something thousand a mile just to pave. Everybody wants plant mix, and I don't blame you, but it costs about $120,000 a mile now to plant mix. That's why you get tar and gravel on your county roads, because we just don't have the funds to be able to put plant mix everywhere. All right. All right. This is our map for the Alabama, the Rebuild Alabama funds right here. I don't know if you can tell it or not, but in all that money that we receive for that, our county, which is put in a separate fund, it can only be used for paving projects. We have to send in a sheet every year. The engineer draws that up. State of Alabama approves it, and this is what we do. So those little bitty dots all in there, that's the roads that were used the money was used to pave those particular projects, all right? Kind of gives you a little bit of idea about that. All right. Now, American Rescue Plan Act. County received over $5 million in this American Rescue Plan Act. So what we've done, we went by the law, and we feel like we've gone by the law. We hope we did, or somebody's going to have to pay out a good bit of money back. So anyway, what we did, which was allowable, we paid premium pay for all county employees that worked during the COVID. And that came out to be $470,888.07. I believe it was about $4,000 for each employee, $1,000 a month for 4 months, I believe is what we did, and that's what the Act provided for. Dispatcher premium pay was $40,000. Healthcare authority was $325. They were in desperate need for some ambulance service issues, so the money went to that. The volunteer fire departments received $20,000 each for a total of $260,000. I think the math is right. There's 13 fire departments in our county, including the municipalities. They all got $20,000 each. That's $260,000. Cherokee County District Attorney received $25,000. That was for imaging their records. The Rescue Squad received $20,000 as well. CED Mental Health received $25,000. A lot of these had to do with revenue loss because of COVID. Child Advocacy Center received $35,000. Northeast Alabama Water received $500,000. That was for infrastructure projects that they turned in and did an agreement with the county. The Cherokee County Water received $573,000, which I think they're going to redo the water pipe that goes under the Leesburg Bridge. That's the $573,000. We bought an animal control vehicle, which very much needed, for $60,000. Chamber of Commerce received $20,000. And the Sheriff's Department is going to receive $450,000. And that's what we want to do is build a training facility out in Leesburg. And we got the bids in yesterday and don't think that's quite going to make it to fund that project. So we're going to have to look at further and see what we have to do. All right. Now let me look at this. This is our unemployment rates. This gives you an idea. Got it right off the internet. You know, Google's wonderful too. Did y'all know that? Got it right off the internet there. Y'all think I'm smart, but I just Googled it right up there. Anyway, in the United States, 3.3% unemployment. This is as of December of 2022. Alabama's at 2.3%, and Cherokee County is below all the unemployment rates at 2.1%. So we're very thankful that our people are working. All right. Now, I've gone through that real fast to get to this point. A lot of the things that we do and that you do in your businesses is that we work in the future, right? You know, we're in the present. We got things going on, reporting to you what we've done in the past, but we got to work in the future, okay? Try to plan for that. First of all, took this picture several years ago, and I think I presented it last year. We all wanted 411 paved. This is not a county project. It is a state project. So very, very thankful for Representative Jenny Shaver and her work that she's done in this. Also, Senator Andrew Jones. Y'all can see the evidence of this four lane finally going to be completed because, well, I talked to Representative Shaver yesterday to kind of get an update. Hey, when can we drive on it? And she said they need about 2 weeks of good weather and get that paving down there. And, folks, we're going to have a ribbon cutting, and we're going to be able to drive all the way to Etowah County and Gadsden on a four lane. That deserves a hand. Let me tell you, that is a long time coming, and that's going to help us economically. Now, it won't be overnight, and it might be that there is a manufacturing plant being built in another county. But, folks, they got to have a place to live, and I can't think of any better place to live in the state of Alabama than Cherokee County. They'll have a four-lane to drive back and forth on as you go to work. So very thankful for this four-lane. This has been in the making since the late 1950s, if you can believe that. All right. All right, what's the next thing? And I've been waiting to do this one, y'all. The Cherokee County Courthouse. Now, folks, you know that the county commission acquired the property from the First Baptist Church. This is going to happen. The architects like just about this much more on plans. I may have had to make some decisions last week. I mean, y'all, it's expensive. I think I'm going to go ahead and say this, probably shouldn't, but just the air conditioning and heating units is about $2.4 million. I was like, wow. Okay, but our county has needed this particular building for a long time. This is a symbol of our community. That's where you do your legal business. I'm going to show you another view of it. This is from the side. I'm not going to give you a footprint for security reasons. I've been asked not to, and I completely understand. But here's what's going to house: the district attorney's office, the circuit clerk's office, office of probate is going to be in there. They'll be on the bottom floors. On the top floors, we'll have a courtroom for circuit and district court, which is good. All the judges will have a chamber, so they won't have to share an office now. There's not any judges in here, are they? All right. Well, I'm being recorded, so I'm not going to say how judges can be prima donna sometime and they like their own space. I'm not going to say that. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. We have great judges in our county that care very much about our county. But now when we get this courthouse built, they'll have space that they can actually move into and feel a part of our community. Okay? But anyway, this is the courthouse. I don't have yet an amount that it's going to be. I imagine it's going to be up there between the $13 and $15 million range. That's what I'm hoping that it's going to be. Hope it's not any more than that. But the county will have to issue bonds for that. I know the bond market has crept up. I know building supplies have crept up. But this is just a point in history when we've got to do something before we have major issues at our courthouse that was built in 1937. And, oh, by the way, it cost $85,000, if you're wondering. All right. Very pleased about that. So keep us in your prayers as we build. I know it's taken a good bit of time getting there, but we've had this hurdle and that hurdle. So we're getting very close to having a groundbreaking. All right. And when we do, when we get it built, man, I want to have a great day to dedicate this thing. Maybe we can have a parade downtown, do all kinds of things, dedicate our new courthouse. Because, folks, you're the ones that's building it. This is your courthouse. All right. Do you like that, by the way? Do you like it? This was the final drawing. We went back and forth several times, and they drew some beautiful buildings, but, you know, we wanted a building that looked like a courthouse. Y'all think it looks like a courthouse? When you drive by, I want people to go, you know, that's the courthouse. Yeah. All right. I think that's it, though, as far as my slides go. But let me tell you a couple of things right quick, and then I'll turn it back over to Joy. And, Joy, I promised that I would get us out of here on time today, and I think I'm going to do it. You've heard a lot, or I hope you have, that motor vehicle is moving into the Revenue Commission office. Let me give you some history. About years ago, and if y'all have heard this before, just bear with me just a minute. Years ago, when you went to buy a tag, you had to go to the assessor's office, and you told them what vehicle you had, or they had it on record, and they wrote out a voucher for you because it had to show the value. You know, the ad valorem tax, you pay value on your vehicles too. All right. So I took my voucher and I walked across the room and I gave them my voucher on my value, and the collector, the law says you have to pay your ad valorem tax or your sales tax before you're issued a vehicle. That's still the law today. So you had to pay your ad valorem tax to the collector. You got a voucher. If you had to pay sales tax or do something with your title, you had to walk across the hall to the probate office. Then you had to, and some of you are older, y'all remember this. I remember doing it. Then you had to walk across and you had to get a voucher there. Then you walked all the way down the hall in the courthouse and you went into the tagged office and you handed them your vouchers and they issued you a tag. Any of y'all remember doing that? So if you think it's a long time waiting now, it was bad back then. So you had to go. Well, they came up with the one-stop tag office, which is exactly what they should have done. They came up with the one-stop tag office. So now when you go in the tag office, you pay for your ad valorem. If you have to pay sales tax, you do that. If you have to do something with your title, if you bought a vehicle or whatever, you do that right there, and they issue a tag. One-stop tag office. Well, at that particular time, the probate judge, it came under the probate judge. Some counties it went under the revenue commissioner, some it went under the probate judge, okay? So in our county, it went under the probate judge. Well, fast forward up till now, we've had an abundance of a volume of business, okay? And we only have 4 and sometimes 5 clerks. That's it. All right, let me tell you this. The census, I feel like I'm about to start preaching. You know, my daddy's a Baptist preacher, and whenever I start feeling that, I'm fixing to start stomping my foot. When the census was done, you know, our population was about 25,000, right? A little over 25. All right, and then the census comes out, and lo and behold, we've lost 1,000 people to 24. You can't get out in the street in Cherokee County now, but we lost 1,000 people. Okay, and then COVID is going on during that time, and we've had an influx of people that have moved here. Okay, and very appreciative of those people that have moved here because they noticed something about our community that they like, and that's a tribute to you. All right, so I don't know what the figures were, but let me tell you this. Sometimes, and Josh and I have talked about this, as a general rule, the tag renewals and the tag sales kind of go along with the population. Think about that. Think about it. Okay? You and your spouse or your child has a vehicle, right? Or if you've got smaller children, maybe a couple of children, you and your spouse have a vehicle, and you've got a hunting Jeep or something. You know, everybody's, so it kind of runs along the same. Last year, we issued over 41,000 tags for 4 people to do. That's a lot. So I think our population is more between the 35,000 and 40,000 range is what I think our population is. Now, I don't have any science to prove that. I'm just looking at general observation. And the sheriff's department can tell you, especially in the summertime, it's probably about 50,000. Would y'all agree with me? Okay, because we have a lot of people here. All right. But anyway, let me say this. If we move the tag office from under the probate judge's office into the revenue office, we've got an area now that's almost the size of this room, all right? And we'll have 10 clerks to wait on you versus 4, sometimes 5. And we don't have to worry if one has to be out, there's only 3. A couple of months ago, you know, I got some ugly phone calls, which I completely understand. We had to close at lunch because we were working with 2 people. And we can't leave one person out there collecting. We just can't do that. Okay, so we had to close our offices at lunch because, you know, they're clerks and they're people and they have to eat too, right? Plus, it's the federal law. You got to give a person lunch. All right, but anyway, this will give us 10 individuals to wait on the public. All right, so we're making that transition. That's going to be a local act. Representative Shaver, I believe, is going to introduce that for us as a local act. That'll be starting advertised, we hope, by next week. When the legislature starts up in March, it's got to go 4 weeks. We're hoping that the legislature will go ahead and pass that for us. And for our citizens, we think that that's going to be a great big benefit for you. So you'll be able to go into the revenue office, and in time, you'll be able to renew your tag. Get your boat issued to you, your paperwork. You'll be able to pay your property tax. You'll be able to do all those in one office. And in time, one person can probably do all of that for you. Okay? So we're excited about that. It's going to be a little rough in the beginning. We realize that. But I think it'll be a big benefit to the citizens of our county so that you don't have to wait in the rain. Okay. All right. It's 10 minutes till. Does anyone have a question before I turn it back over to Joy?
The bridges?
No, I'm not aware of any closing, Max. I think they're in good shape. Let me tell you something a little bit about bridges. Our bridges are inspected every year, so you can feel safe that either ALDOT or someone has inspected our bridges. Mr. Chambers is not in here this morning. I'm going to take a wild guess. I'm going to say we have about 140, 150 bridges in Cherokee County, if you can believe that. So we've got a good many bridges, and as far as I know, they should be in good shape. But good question. I can find that out for you, Max. Now, believe me, if there is a bridge that is not good shape, Engineer Corey Chambers runs in our office immediately and says, hey, we got to do something. As a matter of fact, I remember when we did the 22 bridge a few years back. You know, the 22 was closed for a while. Can't remember the cost. Kimball, you were commissioner then, weren't you? Okay. So it was on up there. Well, I had all this money kind of saved. I was administrator then. I had all this money saved. The commissioners paid half, and out of reserve, I paid half. Okay. That was right before 2008, and I was so hoping that I had my reserve after we'd paid for that particular bridge, because it was on up there. But anyway, you can't predict the future. All right. But anyway, I think we're in pretty good shape financially now. Listen, for anybody else? All right, we're going to get out of here at 9, Joy. Are you glad? All right. Again, y'all, I'll be up here up front. If you've got any questions about anything or any concerns that you'd like to talk to me about, I'll be up front afterwards. You can come up here. And again, it's a great day to be alive, and it's even a greater day to be living in Cherokee County. And may God continue to bless our community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. You do a wonderful job. I think we have another new chamber member that walked in. Tobo U.S. Christopher Day is a new member. They're going to be working out of Bay Springs. You'll be seeing, we'll be doing a ribbon cutting in a few weeks, and you'll be seeing it on our Facebook. Any other announcements? Thank you so much for coming this morning. Be safe and have a wonderful day.